Imagine seeing 100,000 hawks in a single day. People who happen to be up at Hawk Ridge on September 15, 2003 don't have to imagine it. They can remember when the count topped 104,000 raptors, more than twice as many as ever recorded in a single day there. That day, anywhere you were in Duluth, you could look up to see hawks filling the sky, high up like specks of pepper, but clearly and unmistakably raptors. Duluth is a uniquely important location on the migration course of raptors, being on the western tip of Lake Superior. Hawks clearing the lake by heading west along the north shore all end up flying over Hawk Ridge, along with hawks headed southeast who end up anywhere near Duluth. But many hawks headed south never do reach Lake Superior. They simply clear it and pass southwest of here. And many hawks flying over the north shore head east instead of west and clear the lake at other points. And a great many migrant hawks nest south of the Great Lakes and migrate without encountering Lake Superior or its watery sisters at all. But just about every hawk from anywhere in the United States or Canada that winters in Central or South America has to pass through Mexico. And the geographic shape of Mexico funnels virtually all of these hawks through the narrowest stretch where wind and weather patterns concentrate them over Veracruz. Many days in Veracruz are like Hawk Ridge at its best, tens of thousands of hawks passing overhead. But unlike Hawk Ridge, which has only had that one day in 2003 in its entire history that topped 50,000, Veracruz has already topped 100,000 four times this month and had almost 500,000 raptors on October 7th alone. Imagine that. No wonder they call this the River of Raptors. It's operated by ProNatura. Consistent monitoring here is incredibly important for seeing real trends in North American hawk numbers, because no matter whether seasonal weather conditions push hawks toward or away from Hawk Ridge and other individual U.S. and Canadian monitoring sites, just about all the hawks have to pass through Veracruz. When I was down in Veracruz last week, I got to go to the River of Raptors observation stations once. Unfortunately, I hit the slowest day of the month. It had been raining all morning, and that afternoon there were still unfavorable winds, and hawks were probably hunting rather than migrating. To make up for that, on the first Mexican field trip I took, we went up into the wonderful ruins of Quiahuislan, where we could sit or lie down in the grass and stare into the sky to watch thousands of hawks passing over. As in Duluth, the majority were broadwings, but there were some wonderful additional species: white-tailed and Mississippi kites, common black hawks, gray hawks, short-tailed hawks, white-tailed hawks, and aplomado falcons. The next day we weren't in such a comfortable viewing situation. We actually had to stay standing to watch the huge kettles, but we had another generous helping of raptors, including, in addition to the many I already mentioned, lesser yellow-headed vultures and great black hawks. It would be much harder to count raptors in Veracruz than at Hawk Ridge. Not only are there an order of magnitude more birds, but there are many more species to sort out. But thrilling as the huge numbers were, I felt a special glow knowing that many of these hawks were born in my beloved North Country and after spending the winter in the tropics would return home to raise their babies right here. The world is filled with so many wondrous things. All in all, we're not given that many years to explore the splendid planet, but the more I see, the more I yearn to see before my time runs out. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.